Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Hey, it's not easy living in the spotlight.
No, it's not easy.
No, it's not easy living in the spotlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey. The expectation of people are so great for your life.
So great for your life.
The moment you fall down, they cut you like a knife.
My Lord.
Man, the wounded is so deep. Yeah. It takes so long to heal.
So long.
The scars of rejection just knock you off your feet.
Ooh.
Some people see the glory, but they don't know your story.
They don't know your story.
Man, they only see the glory,
they only see it,
but they don't know your story.
Talk to them.
It's not easy living in the spotlight.
Somebody need to know that.
No, it's not easy living in the spotlight. No, it's not easy living in the spotlight.
Let me just tell you,
yeah. Hey. Some people say they wanna see you reach to the top.
They wanna see you get
but
there.
The moment you get there, they wish for you to drop. They pretend they are with you when everything is going well.
That's true.
But the moment you fall down, man, they damn you to hell.
So many people do it.
The moment you slip up,
man,
they damn you to hell.
Come
it's not easy living in the spotlight.
I know how it feels.
No, oh, it's not easy living in the spotlight.
The pain.
Oh, na-na-na. It's not easy living in the spotlight.
Oh, the pain.
No. Cameras action.
That's what they do.
That's their motivation.
They get satisfaction off
lights,
you.
Cameras action.
Putting your life out there.
That's their motivation.
The
oh yeah. Ooh, oh.
Oh, Lord,
oh oh. Oh yeah.
Help.
It's not easy living in the spotlight.
Father help you.
No. It's not easy living in the spotlight.
I'm a gospel artist, and I make some mistakes sometimes. Sometimes people want to bury you, but don't you ever give up. Stand firm, hold your faith, and keep moving.
That was our first Caribbean artist for the week, coming in all the way from Barbados, Mr. Hosea Hines, with one of his singles called Not Easy Living in the Spotlight. A very true statement, you know. And a lot of times some gospel artists want the glory but can't handle the pressure that comes with it. You know, many secular artists out there, they turn to drugs and they turn to alcohol. But as a believer, we truly need to stay connected to Christ and turn to Christ if we are supposed to survive as a popular artist, you know, we must deny ourselves, pick up the cross, and follow him. Amen? And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a gifted member of the musical scene, very gifted. He has entertained and thrilled and ministered to people, millions of people all around the world for years. And the sound of his music box never gets old. The one and only Byron Chambers, Mr. Talkbox himself. Welcome, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mikey. Damn.
Wonderful, man. Wonderful. Oh, my gosh, man. What an instrument that is, man. And it's thrilling people all around the world, man. It never gets old, man. Way to go, man.
Hey, brother Byron Talkbox Chambers, and welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show.
Hey, landlord. How you doing?
I'm great, my brother. I'm great. Byron, I think what you does with your talk box is really phenomenal, and it's different, you know? What caused you to get into what you are doing now?
Wow, what caused me to get into what I'm doing now? Well, first, you know, I grew up in a church, and we had a musical family. My dad and my mom, they had a gospel group, so my musical history started there. I started playing drums with them at the age of 5 years old. And then I moved up to the bass guitar, and then I moved to the keyboards, and then I played a little bit of guitar, and I was singing. And so my musical journey started there. And then, you know, a few years in my early teen years, I heard a sound called the talk box from a band called Roger and Zap. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that sound, the first thing I said was, I got to do that, but I want to do it in gospel music. Okay. And so I went on a journey to find that sound, and eventually I found it. And I've been doing it now for over 25 years,
wow.
And it's been incredible as to what God has done with this instrument through me, and it's been awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, great, man. Wow, I'm glad you found it, man. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man, that's some good stuff, man. I'm telling you, man, you're very talented, and, you know, I just love what you bring into the table, man.
Hey, congrats on your brand new song, Hold On, Change Is Coming, man. A great sounding rendition of the classic From Sounds of Blackness. And you feature the Shelby 5 on your song, man. Tell us all about it.
Yes, I am thankful for this song right now. And then this song has been very special to me. Maybe, I believe, the top of the year of in January this year, I go to a church called Nashville Life, where Pastor Alvin Love and Pastor CeCe Winer are the pastors. Mm-hmm. And one Sunday, they asked me to come in and do a special song. And I chose to do this song. And when I did it, Pastor CeCe called me afterwards, and she was like, hey, you need to remake that song, okay? You need to remake that song, and this generation needs to hear that song. And this was before the pandemic.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that would be great. And so you fast forward, I started recording it. I started making the song. I produced it. And then I said, I got to get Shelby 5 on this song from Detroit. They would be perfect. They could give it a fresh sound. They're amazing people.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
I've always enjoyed what you do, man. And I tell you, man, that's really a great song that you got.
Yeah, man, a very beautiful and motivational song. Byron, a fan of yours, Miss Knowles from Nassau, Bahamas, she's actually a primary school teacher, and she has a question for you. She wants you to give her an example of one defining moment when you can truly say you saw God showed up in a real way for you.
Hey, Ms. Knowles, thank you for this question. A time where God showed up for me in a real way, I'll never forget when I was actually a little boy. I was in a car with my mom, and we were leaving my grandmother's house. And as we were, you know, we backed out, and as we were going up the street, you know, we were going up the street, and we were about to turn the corner, I hadn't closed my door all the way. I didn't close my door. So I fell out of the car.
Oh, wow.
And this was and when I fell out of the car, obviously the car kept rolling. And when my mom realized that I had fallen out, you know, she stopped and hit her brakes. But little did she know, she stopped onto my ankle because I was like, I had fell onto the ground and the tire stopped on my ankle. And, you know, obviously if a car is sitting on your ankle, it's going to crush you.
Mm-hmm.
But the car did not. I didn't get not one scratch. I didn't get not one bone broken. The car just rolled off of my ankle.
Oh.
And I was just like, at that moment, I was like, God is real.
Praise
God is actually real. He saved my life. He saved my ankle. And I've never had a broken bone in my entire life.
Oh, my gosh. Great, man. Great testimony, man. Wow.
Yes.
Hey, God.
Yes.
Good, man. Whoa. Hallelujah.
Man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, man. That's a powerful testimony, bro. You know, Byron. Thanks for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And if people want to reach out to you, how can they go about doing that?
Y'all follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of the social medias, at Mr. Talkbox, YouTube.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, all the best to your family and ministry, man. And we appreciate you so much, brother, just like everybody around the world. Thanks for hanging out with us, Byron Chambers, Mr. Talkbox.
Thank you, Mighty L.A. Lord. Thank you all so much for having me, man. Thank you all in the Caribbean and the Bahamas. Man, thank you all for your support. It's a great thing to get support from your area. It's amazing to me. So thank you all.
Thank you, Brother Byron, and God bless you, man.
Troubles of life.
Mr. Talkbox is doing his thing, covering the song from the 1990s, the song by Sounds of Blackness. Mr. Talkbox is doing it again, and he's got the Shelby 5 joining him on Hold On, Change is Coming. Mr. Talkbox has played his Talkbox on many songs from many different artists, from Jonathan Butler to Isaac Reed to Bruno Mars. And Mr. Talkbox has songs and albums of his own, too. His first album of his in 2004 called My Testimony sold in 17 different countries. And later his album, My Time, sold in over 40 different countries. Mr. Talkbox has been ministering and entertaining and thrilling listeners all around the world for a long time now. And we want to thank Brian Chambers, Mr. Talkbox, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Mr. Talkbox is a real cool people, landlord.
Yeah, man, Mike, for real, man. You know, he is a visionary, you know. And what I like about him is how he stepped out of the norm in the gospel music industry and brought us something unique. You know, doing something unique demands a different type of strength, you know. So right now I just want to give a big shout out to my brethren Byron Talkbox Chambers, you know, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. Coming up next is a gifted, awesome brother from St. Lucia called Shemaloose. Check out one of his latest songs called Lead the Way.
Let his name be praised always. Ah, let his name be praised, yeah, always. See many trust in kings and governments to lead the land. Some trust in president as a man who has the plan. But I stand firm on your word, true to the calling. I place it all in your hand, 'cause you are worthy. And only you can lead the way, lead the right way. I see you guiding my steps all day, and I'm here on the pathway. Times are tough and I feel like giving up, yeah. When I feel unhappy in the place I am at the moment. See, yes, I wanna run away. Don't wanna hear what no one say. But in my quiet place you reach me, and in my brokenness you teach me that only you can. Steps all day, and I'm here on the pathway. Only you can lead the way, lead me the right way. See you guiding my steps all day.
Jamaluz creates great music. Man, what a gifted artist he is. And Jamaluz is pointing to the Holy One. God, who orders our steps, is the God of all comfort, Landlord. Praise God.
Nice. A very beautiful song with a powerful message by Jamaluz. Lead the way. You know, right now in this time, we truly need God to direct our steps. We are bad drivers, and many of us don't take life seriously. So we truly need the Lord to take the wheel. Amen? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show. What word of encouragement would you like to leave with us today?
Yes, Landlord, God bless the family of George Floyd and so many others. Hatred and racism and someone thinking they're better than somebody else is terrible and is absolutely, totally wrong. People are hurting in the USA and around the world. What happened to George Floyd and countless others? Something that everybody should not only not want done to themselves or their loved ones, not done to anyone. Thank God for good people everywhere, wherever they are in the world. Thank God for good people. And as the Bible talks about, do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
Well said, Mike. Well said. Amen?
Amen.
Well, at this time, I want to thank Mr. Byron Talkbox Chambers for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. I also want to thank our faithful listeners for always taking the time to follow and listen to us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But before we close out, we want to leave one more song with you, reflecting on seeing a young man lost his life by those who swore to protect lives. That right there troubled me. We need to take a handle on things. We seem to be losing compassion and love as a human being. We need more love, and then there will be some peace. I'm leaving with you my song featuring Luciano, Solo, and Alcatraz Call, We Need Peace. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
A landlord, Luciano, Alcatraz, and Solo send this to the world.
Can say this word.
Make them know some war is ugly and love is lovely.
Nation, when we keep on fighting among ourselves,
we need to change our thinking, whoa, and come to our senses. So, yeah, in order to change this world,
we got to start within ourselves.
gods, some call themselves, but they don't want to mix up with no one else. Whoa, boy. So caught up in the religious beliefs, until their true love they start to cease. Oh gosh.
Our Muslim brothers pray 6 times a day, yeah. Rastaman and Christians show love in many ways.
And if we see someone who needs help, we turn our face.
We need to show love and stop the hate.
We need